Welcome to another edition of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra, Rhythms and Views. I'm Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops, and today's program is entitled My Favorite Broadway. This week's show is brought to you by the Orlando Baking Company. We'll be giving away tickets to our February 12th concert at the end of our show, so do stay tuned. I'm delighted to report that the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's recent New Year's Eve concert at the Allen Theater drew a near-capacity crowd. The concert marked the Pops' debut of vocalist Melissa Barber, who delighted the crowd with her spectacular performance. Let's begin tonight's show with Melissa Barber's New Year's Eve performance of If I Were a Bell from Frank Lesser's Guys and Dolls. I'm conducting the Cleveland Pops Orchestra.
Ask me, how do I feel? Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kiss tonight, that's the way I've just got to behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. And if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me, how do I feel? Little me with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. Or if I were a watch, I'd start popping my springs. And if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. Ask me, how do I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning? Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be yes, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way that you looked. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. And if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Ask me, how do I feel? Ask me now that we're fondly caressing. Pal, if I were a salad, I know I'd be splashing my dressing. Ask me how to describe this whole beautiful thing. Well, if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding.
That was Melissa Barber singing If I Were a Bell from Guys and Dolls. That was Carl Topolo and the Cleveland Pops Orchestra in our New Year's Eve performance a week ago Friday night. I have so many Broadway favorites that I could offer several installations of a show like this one. Let's start with this terrific number from How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, a show with words and music by Frank Lesser. This show was a satire on the world of business, and it won a Tony Award for Robert Morse in 1961. He also starred in the movie. Here's a personal favorite of mine about how to survive in the business world. It's called The Company Way.
When I joined this firm as a brash young man, well, I said to myself, now, brash young man, don't get any ideas. Well, I stuck to that, and I haven't had one in years.
You play it safe.
I play it the company way. Wherever the company puts me, there I stay.
But what is your point of view?
I have no point of view.
Supposing the company thinks that...
I think so, too.
Now, what would you say...
I wouldn't say...
Your face is a company face.
It smiles at executives, then goes back in place.
The company furniture...
Oh, it suits me fine.
The company letterhead...
A valentine.
Anything you're against...
Unemployment.
When they want brilliant thinking from employees...
That is no concern of mine.
Suppose a man of genius makes suggestions.
Watch that genius get suggested to resign.
So you play it the company way.
All company policy is by me, okay.
You'll never rise up to the top.
But there's one thing clear. Whoever the company fires, I will still be here.
You certainly found a home.
It's cozy.
Your brain is a company brain.
The company washed it, now I can't complain.
Hey, the company magazine.
The what style, what punch.
The company restaurant.
Every day, same lunch. Their haddock sandwich, it's delicious.
I must try it.
Early in the week.
Do you have any hobbies?
I've a hobby. I play gin with Mr. Bratton.
Mr. Bratton, do you play it nicely?
Play it nicely. Still, he blitzes me in every game like that.
Why?
'Cause I play it the company way. Executive policy is by me, okay.
How can you get anywhere?
Junior, have no fear. Whoever the company fires, I will still be
you
here.
You will still be here.
Year after year after fiscal. Never take a risk, oh yeah.
That was The Company Way from How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Words and music by Frank Lesser. You heard Robert Morris and Sammy Smith in the original Broadway cast recording. Another favorite show of mine is Once on This Island, music by Stephen Flaherty and lyrics by Lynn Ahrens. This musical opened in 1990 and won several awards. It takes place on an unspecified island in the West Indies and deals with a love story between two people of different classes whose social incompatibility robs them of any hope of marriage. I saw this incredible musical at the Palace Theater several years ago and was taken by the gripping story and spirited music. There is essentially no scenery, and the characters become the scenery. It's really quite amazing. Here's the opening number from Once on This Island, entitled We Dance.
Run deep.
Where the sea, sparkling in the sun, earns it the name Jewel of the Antilles.
An island where the poorest of peasants labor.
And the wealthiest of Grand Dome play.
Two different worlds on one island.
The Grand Dome, with their pale round skins and their French wings, owners of the land and masters of their own fate.
And the peasants, black as night, eternally at the mercy of the wind and the sea, who pray constantly to the gods.
Asaka, grow me a garden.
Please, Agwe, don't flood my garden.
Ezuli, who will my love be?
Hapake, don't come around me.
Ah, such powerful, such temperamental gods rule our island.
Asaka, mother of the earth.
Agwe, god of water.
Erzuli, beautiful goddess of love.
And Papagei, sly demon of death.
Asaka, grow me a garden.
Please, Agwe, don't flood my garden.
Erzuli, who will my love be?
Papagei, don't come around me. Please, Agwe, don't flood my garden. Asaka, grow me a garden.
We dance.
We dance.
To the music of the gods.
The music of the breezes through the green plantain.
Thank you.
Grand Dome dance to a different tune.
La 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 la.
They drink champagne, entertain tourists at their fine hotels, and tell their servants, polish up the Mercedes.
La 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 la.
Two different worlds never meant to meet.
The peasants labor.
The Grand Dome eat.
Weed and chop the cake.
And bear the child, and bear the load, and bear the play.
And as the rich go racing to their own refrain, we dance to the earth, we dance to their water. The gods are wet and we take no chance. Our hearts hear their song, our feet move along, and to the music of their gods. We dance to the earth, we dance to their water. The gods are wet and we take no chance.
Two different worlds,
Ula,
never meant to meet.
Ula,
but if the gods move our feet,
you've just heard We Dance from Once on This Island, music by Stephen Flaherty and lyrics by Lynn Ahrens. We'll be back after a short pause. The Cleveland Pops Orchestra will be presenting four concerts this spring at the newly renovated Severance Hall, the first of which will be held on February 12th. It will be a Valentine's Day program, including music by Tchaikovsky, Richard Rodgers, and Gershwin, and will feature Cleveland Institute of Music president and renowned violinist David Cerrone. He will be performing three selections by Fritz Kreisler, Love's Sorrow, Love's Joy, and Viennese Caprice. I'd like to welcome David Cerrone. Thanks for being on our program, David.
Carl, it's delightful to be with you, and I'm very much looking forward to the program and sharing its message with your audience.
Great. David, you've chosen to play selections by the well-known violinist and composer Fritz Kreisler. How do you see this music fitting our theme of Valentine's Day?
Well, St. Valentine being the, I guess he's earned the reputation of being the patron saint of love. Let's begin with the fact that Kreisler was married to his beloved Harriet for 60 years.
Oh, my.
And also two of the pieces, Carl, on the program, Liebeslied, which is Love's Sorrow. It's a captivating waltz which suggests that love's sorrow isn't without its healthy portion of sweet pleasure, is one of the pieces. And Liebesfreude, which is love's joy, presents equal time to the other half of love, balancing Liebeslied's plaintive argument with a thoroughly enchanting romantic rebuttal. So
right.
That should be exciting to hear. And, of course, the third piece, being Caprice Viennois, is... recalls the town of Vienna, and of course that's a very romantic venue. So I think there's every reason that it's applicable to the theme of love.
Great. Do you feel that listening to symphonic pops is a good way to introduce listeners to classics?
I do think that introducing audiences to classical music through the pop setting is good because it contains, that kind of music contains all the essential elements of larger works. It contains style and mood and chord structure, lots of melody, and generally speaking, they're shorter works and easier to absorb. So I think it's a natural, organic way to approach it.
Right. Seeing so many alumni and faculty, current students, performing with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra, I think is a real tribute to the excellence of the Cleveland Institute of Music. Do you feel that this experience is helpful in creating a more versatile musician?
Yes, I do, and I think that the students not only have to be more versatile, but become more professional. They have to absorb and process a good deal of musical and logistical information in a short amount of time. It comes at them in rapid fire. without the benefit of countless rehearsals. So I think they catch on to a kind of a professional routine. This is something that serves them all of their professional lives. And they have a lot of fun. The music is fun to listen to, and it's a lot of fun to play. And I think they enjoy that ambience with the audience and feeling the audience enjoyment of it and being with each other.
Great. Thank you so much, David, for being with us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
We look forward to David Cerrone's performance with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra at Severance Hall on Saturday, February 12th at 8 p.m. Tickets are available through the Severance Hall box office at 216-231-1111. Another musical which came through Cleveland a few years ago was Cy Coleman's City of Angels. In this clever show within a show, the characters come to life as the author is writing a play on stage. One of the funniest sequences occurs when the author changes his mind about the plot and the characters do their action and lines in reverse. My favorite song in the show is called You're Nothing Without Me, in which the author says that the actor can't exist without him, and the actor claims that without him, the author is useless.
You are some gumshoe, you just don't think. Well, get this, dumb gumshoe, you come from my inkwell. Is your mouth lonely with 1 foot in there? Stone, your brain only holds thoughts I put in there. Just what you are, I'll spell out. Are a novel pain. One speck of lint that fell out the last time that I picked my brain.
You are so jealous of my track record, Tolstoy, do tell us your feeble hack record. Your weak knees brand you soft and unstable. One small threat and you fold like a card table. You drool at my adventures. Your broads in bed are bored. Go home and soak your dentures. Your pen is no match for my sword.
You're nothing without me. I know.
Sleep fiction. I'm your meal ticket, knee deep in cheap fiction.
You gloating ignoramus, you haven't any shame.
Hey, I'm a famous Seamus, and most people don't know your name.
That was You're Nothing Without Me, music of Cy Coleman, words by David Zappel, from City of Angels. We'll be back after a short break. Stephen Sondheim has developed his unique genius to musical theater with such masterpieces as Company, Sweeney Todd, Into the Woods, Sunday in the Park with George, and Passion. His perfect blend of music and words, as well as his uncanny insight into people's character, have made him the reigning genius of musical theater. The duet called Agony between Rapunzel's Prince and Cinderella's Prince is an example of this genius. Listen to the words as well as the lilting melody and orchestration.
Did I abuse her or show her disdain? Why does she run from me? If I should lose her, how shall I regain the heart she has won from me? Agony beyond power of speech. When the one thing you want is the only thing out of your reach.
High in her tower she sits by the hour, maintaining her hair, blithely coming and frequently humming a light-hearted air. Ah, only were doors.
Agony, all the torture they teach.
What's as intriguing
or half so fatiguing as what's out of reach? Am I not sensitive, clever, well-mannered, considerate, passionate, charming, as kind as I'm handsome, and heir to a throne?
Why, everything maidens could wish for.
Then why no?
Why no?
The girl must be mad.
You know nothing of madness till you're climbing her hair, and you see her up there as you're nearing her, all the while needing her. Ah,
agony, misery, although it's different for each. Always 10 steps behind,
always 10 feet below,
and she's just out of reach.
Agony
that can cut like a knife.
I must have her to wife.
You've just heard Clive Carter and Mark Tinkler in the original London cast recording of Into the Woods, music by Stephen Sondheim. That was the duet called Agony. I have very fond memories of a fine performance I heard at Kane Park a few years ago of Into the Woods. It's time for our weekly giveaway, the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's quiz. All you have to do is call 800-343-WCLV for 2 free tickets to our upcoming February 12th Cleveland Pops Orchestra concert at Severance Hall. Here's the question, drum roll. Although Stephen Sondheim is best known for his own work as composer and lyricist, he has written words only for this Leonard Bernstein blockbuster show. Just tell us the name of that show for 2 free tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. 1-800-343-WCLV. 1-800-343-9258. And while you're thinking, let's listen to another Sondheim piece, You Could Drive a Person Crazy, from Company.
You could drive a person crazy. You could drive a person mad. First you make a person hazy, so a person could be had. Then you leave a person dangling, sadly, outside your door, which it only makes a person gladly want you even more. I could understand a person if it's not a person's back. I could understand a person if a person was a flag. A person that, a person that titillates a person and then leaves her flat is crazy. He's a troubled person. He's a truly crazy person himself.
single and attentive and attractive a man is everything a person could wish. But turning off a person is the act of a man who likes to pull a hook from a fish.
Knock, knock, is anybody there? Knock, knock, it really isn't fair. Knock, knock, I'm working all my charms. Knock, knock, a zombie's in my arms. Oh, that sweet affection, what is wrong? Where's the loose connection?
How long, oh Lord, how long? Bumpy, beepy, bumpy, boopy, bumpy, bumpy, you could drive a person buggy. You can blow a person's cool. First you make a person feel all huggy, while you make him feel a fool. When a person says that you want second, that's when you're good. You impersonate a person better than a zombie should.
I could understand a person if he wasn't good in bed. I could understand a person if he actually was dead. Exclusive you, will any person ever get the juice of you? You're crazy. You're a lovely person. You're a moving, deeply maladjusted, never to be trusted, crazy person. Yourself.
Bumpy is my hobby and I'm giving it up.
And the answer to our quiz? West Side Story. Lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. Congratulations to our winner. Two free tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's February 12th concert at Severance Hall. In 1924, with the death of Giacomo Puccini, the era of European grand opera was beginning to wind down. At the same time, another era was beginning, the golden age of American musical theater. And what great music has come from Broadway. Irving Berlin, George Gershwin, Jerome Kern, Cole Porter, Stephen Sondheim, Jerry Herman, Lerner and Lowe, Rodgers and Hart, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Kander and Ebb, and many, many others. Tune in again next time, same station, for another installment of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra, Rhythms and Views. I'm Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops, suggesting you take time from your busy life to stop and listen to the music.